USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives, by a two-thirds majority, passed a resolution condemning hate speech. It started out as a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded among disagreements from Democrats. Republican leader and congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy.
I hope you've seen from the action on this side of the aisle of where we stand. We didn't have to have a resolution, but when it came to the floor, we voted for it. We took action before it came to the floor, and it wasn't simply, please apologize. It didn't have to be this hard.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization for nearly $2 million. The suit claims the company stopped paying Cohen for legal expenses in December of 2017. And the Dow lost 200 points today to close at 25,473. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I'm growing tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A Republican senator reveals she was sexually assaulted when she served in the military. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. Senator Martha McSally, the Arizona Republican, saying at a hearing yesterday on sexual assault in the military that she was raped when she was serving in the U.S. Air Force. She says she was raped by a superior officer, but she never reported it.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization. The suit claims the Trump company has failed to pay his attorney fees and legal costs in connection with various matters. Cohen is headed to prison for lying to Congress, tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. He's said to be seeking just under $2 million in damages. And Chick-fil-A's fish sandwich is back just in time for Lent. They also introduced a fish strips meal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Former Major League Baseball executive is going to bat for children who he believes are trapped by what he calls pure evil. Kevin Malone is a former Los Angeles Dodgers general manager. He's also the co-founder of the U.S. Institution Against Human Trafficking. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Malone, and one of the questions I asked him was what parents and grandparents can do to keep their children safe, especially since so much that children do nowadays is online.
I think with the technology, and we're using it to go after demand, but there's technology available now to parents that they can have on their kids' phones or their computers, their iPads, whatever they have, whatever type of communication devices they have. Because, Tim, we're finding these predators, these traffickers, men that are doing this, they will seek out kids on either through social media, through Facebook, through Instagram, through Snapchat, through whatever those social media platforms that are available to kids. They're reaching out and they're targeting those, and they're finding kids that are maybe are lonesome or have low self-esteem or maybe they're not really connected.
That entire interview is posted on USARadio.com. If you go under the News tab, USA Radio News tab, you'll find that interview in its entirety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.